to take a look at improv comedy right now. Improv, it's entertaining, it's surprising a lot of times, and hopefully funny, and there's absolutely no script or rehearsal. We're talking about improv and Milwaukee's very own comedy sports. It's an interactive comedy experience where improvers compete in teams, and we're talking with Mike Kauth, our guest. He started in 1999 at Comedy Sports in Milwaukee, currently works as a full-time improviser and coach, and in addition to Comedy Sports, Mike studied and performed at Improv Olympic in Chicago. He trained at Upright Citizens Brigade in Los Angeles. So Mike brings a lot of experience to this whole thing. And if you're considering starting improv, what are your questions for a coach? He's a coach, so ask away. What does it take to be an improver? Or maybe tell us about the laughs you've had at an improv show, or maybe your own experiences. We'd love to hear them. Number to call is 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Mike Kauth, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Larry. This is a great opportunity. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what. Well, it's April Fool's Day. Has anybody tried anything on you yet?
Luckily, not yet. Not yet. The day is young, so we will see.
I was looking for a job. This is when I'm about 21 years old, and somebody had left a message in the office that's in college to call Mr. Bear about a job. And so I tried all day, and the line was busy, and I finally got through about 5:30 in the afternoon, and it was the Vilas Park Zoo. And to call for Mr. Bear. And the guy at the zoo told me, we just take the phone off the hook all day long on April Fool's Day. Oh, man, oh, man. Well, listen, tell us more about comedy sports for people who've never been.
Oh, for sure. So it's, like you were saying, it's competitive improvisational comedy. So if anyone's seen the shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway or Wild and Out, it's similar in form of short form. So we play improv games. We have two teams, and they compete in these different improv games for points and for laughs. We have a referee, and we have different, like, fouls, because comedy sports is an all-ages show. So we make sure that no one is ever offended. If someone goes over the line, they get the frown bag foul, and they have to put a bag over their head and apologize. We have our groaner foul if someone says something that basically, if it's a dad joke, you know. Like I was thinking, listen to the earlier interview, I was thinking, you know, like, what do bees use to comb their hair? It's a honeycomb, right? Oh. If I said that on the playing field, I would get the groan and have to apologize to the audience.
Oh, my, yeah, that'd be a groaner for sure. Well, how did comedy sports, you know, it's been going for 40 years in Milwaukee. What's the history on it?
Well, the history started with Dick Chudnow. He was taking an improv class. He used to do shows with Kentucky Fried Theater, which some people might know, like, grew into the Kentucky Fried movie. They did, like, the Naked Gun series of movies, the Airplane series of movies, the Jim Abrams, I'm trying to think, the Zucker Brothers. Yeah. And Dick knew them in Madison, and he followed them out to Los Angeles and was out there for a number of years and got involved with comedy and took an improv class and loved it and ended up coming back to Milwaukee and initiating comedy sports. Just, you know, it was something he had seen theater sports, but that was much more focused on theatrics. More so than, like, kind of the quick comedy as a sport. So he ended up creating Comedy Sports, and they performed. I think their first show ever was at the Eighth Note at UWM, and ever since then, it's just, you know, they've accrued such a huge audience. We've been such a part of Milwaukee for 40 years now.
Yeah, that the legacy, and you know, a lot of people have gone from there to do other things as well.
Yeah, that's always been a fun thing. A lot of people, probably like the biggest name to come out of the Milwaukee Comedy Sports was Dan Harmon, who what came up through our Comedy Sports high school leagues in Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and went on to create Rick and Morty, Community. Rob Schraub is someone he collaborated with. He also came up through Comedy Sports. Eric Price, who was on like Mad TV for a bit, and some names that people might not recognize, but they'd recognize their faces, like Dave Tooney and Kurt Scholler, these character actors that have gone out and just like utilized improv to make careers. It's we're pretty lucky around here.
You are indeed. And you've got different kinds of matches. You've got the Comedy Sports matches, which you talked about, where you've got a bunch of professionals that do this all the time, and then there's a rec league.
Yeah, like our rec league is something that is such a great community builder for us, and we just love to see, like, if you come take Comedy Sports workshops and you go through our workshops, it unlocks kind of this rec league where you can put a team together of people that you've met through the workshops and perform on Thursday nights. And that's fun because it's just, you see people up and coming, you see their growth. It's just such a positive place to grow improv. You know, like you can sharpen your skills because everyone's really supportive. And you get to see these up-and-coming improvisers. And it's so much fun to be a part of.
I was looking at your website, and you had a comment from somebody who's talked about their 15-year-old daughter or son, I forget, buying tickets for the birthday of the younger brother, and the family going and just having such a wonderful time there. So it is something that the family can go to.
Yes. Yeah, that's something Dick Chudnow and Bob Orvis are two guys who really started Comedy Sports. Dick Chudnow initiated, Bob came on board, and he ran for many years, ran like our road shows. And they're both family guys. They're both people who wanted to be able to create some sort of entertainment that the whole family could enjoy, that you can come to. And now where it's just like, oh, we're watching like a kid's show. It's like, no, like the adults and the kids are going to laugh just as hard. It's not just for one or the other, a show that really anybody can come to, and you can bring someone and not worry about if they're going to, you know, be offended one way or the other.
Yeah. And there's food involved too, or can be, I guess.
Oh yes. Yeah, that's, we're lucky with our location here because we have a fully stocked bar, a restaurant attached, so you can come and eat beforehand. You can order things as you watch the show. So it's really a one-stop shop for a great night out.
Yeah, it is indeed. Mike Kauth, our guest today. It's great to have him with us as we talk about Comedy Sports and improv comedy. Love to have you join in at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. Do you have some favorite improv memories?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's it's always like, you know, good shows are great. The ones that go a little sideways are the ones you remember. And I remember, and it ended up being a good show. I did a show on a Greyhound bus. that was an interesting one. Is you show up for work, and it's like, all right, you're going to go here. And we get there, and it's like, okay, like, there's four of us. There's two buses. They split us up. And I'm doing improv comedy. I'm performing in the aisle of a bus. It's like a moving bus that's going down the highway. And all right, here we go. And it was a great audience. That was just a very unique opportunity.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Somebody was wondering, what's the difference between long and short form improv?
Oh, yeah. Like short form improv is more game-based. So you kind of have a gimmick to it, such as like we play a game like forward reverse. So we kind of know the rules going into that game. It's kind of like you're going to do a scene at some point. The referee is going to blow the whistle, and now you have to go backwards. Like the scene is going forward, the whistle blows, all your dialogue and movement go backwards. They blow the whistle again, you now go forward. So you kind of know kind of the rules going in. Long form, you can kind of take your time building more characters. You'll get a suggestion, and it's more scene and character based, where there's not necessarily a built-in gimmick. You're kind of finding what the story is, what the characters are along the way. So I love both. They both are entertaining and fun to do for me. I think short form, if you're just getting into improv, is probably a good way to kind of dip your toes into it. And if you like it, checking out long form.
Okay. Mike Kauth, our guest today. We are going to take a quick look at the news. We had Elizabeth and Sister Bay. I hope you stay with us. And you can join in, too. The number 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. Mike Kauth started in 1999 at Comedy Sports Milwaukee. He currently works as a full-time improviser and coach for this, and it's fun talking with him, and we're going to have a whole lot more right after we take a quick look at the news and we find out what else is in store for us here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller. You stay with us. Thanks so much for joining us today on WPR. We're talking about improv comedy today on the show with our guest, Mike Kauth. Mike started in 1999 at Comedy Sports in Milwaukee, currently works as a full-time improviser and coach. And in addition to Comedy Sports, he studied and performed in Improv Olympic in Chicago and trained at Upright Citizens Brigade in Los Angeles. So, what do you want to know about comedy sports, maybe in its history? What have you enjoyed about improv comedy? Have you been a part of it? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email us to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And, Mike, let's take a call from Elizabeth and Sister Bay, who's been waiting a bit. Elizabeth, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, you fellas may know that the founding family of improv, which is Viola Spolin and Paul and Carol Sills, have kept a place up here, a farmhouse in Door County, since the 60s, and have been up here full-time for many years. Now, Viola and Paul have crossed, but Carol is here, and her children and even a grandson have maintained the family legacy and have workshops here in Door County during the summer. So, letting you know, I just looked it up. It's under paulsills.org or .com. I'm not sure. And if anybody's interested, I don't know if they're taking applications for this summer, but certainly there's a newsletter to get on. So I don't know if you know about that connection here in Door County, but they very much had a hand in making this the arts community that it is.
Oh, Elizabeth, thanks so much for calling. Comment, Mike?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, Viola Spolin wrote probably, like, you know, one of the most important books on improv. And yeah, Paul Sills, like I know some improvisers who have studied with him, and it has been such an amazing thing. I would say, like, definitely look into that. That would be an amazing opportunity to take those classes and learn improv. Door County is such a beautiful area.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Elizabeth. Appreciate it very much. We got an email from Mr. Bear, or claims to be Mr. Bear. He's taught workshops at Comedy City in Green Bay, so in Brown County, but in Green Bay, for improvisers who had no intention of ever performing on stage. And he says it allowed them to develop confidence in their public speaking skills and have a lot of fun at the same time, and he recommends it to anyone interested.
Oh, that's great. I agree with Mr. Bear. Sometimes people think of, like, taking an improv workshop as just like, oh, it's for people who want to perform, get in front of an audience. We have a lot of people who take our workshops here in Milwaukee with Comedy Sports just to, like, get out of their comfort zone, to try something new, to get better at public speaking. Maybe, like, they have to give presentations at their work. That's one of the things, too, like, we do at Comedy Sports is we'll do team building workshops. We'll go out to, be it schools, be it corporations, whatever, whoever needs us to kind of come out there and help team build. But just the basic, like, workshops that we offer here, it's like I recommend everyone at some point in their life take an improv workshop, because it really, as an adult, like, how often do you get to just play? How often do you get to just be silly and have fun with other people looking to be creative? Like, step out of your comfort zone, yet in a workshop, it's a safe zone to try different things and be something you may not be super comfortable with.
Yeah, it really makes a lot of sense. So you guys keep busy.
We do, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the nice things, like, being around for as long as we have, just, like, kind of learning what the community needs, what the surrounding areas need, to provide that, just, like, a smile, a laugh, you know. I always feel like that's such a great thing that we can do. And because it is sort of, like, comedy for anybody, like, it's accessible, I think, you know. It's here, I got this has been burning in the front of my head. I wanted to ask you, do you know what happens to a plant in math class?
What happens to a plant in math class? I do not know what happens to a plant in math class. It gets chlorinated or dechlorinated.
I'll tell you, it grows square roots. Grows square roots. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Larry. I just sitting on that one for a little bit, and I was like, I can't leave before I tell him that one.
Oh, man. Well, you know, improv is kind of like part of my job too, because here I am,
yeah,
250 days a year on a live show. And most of them are, well, they're not really scripted. So if I lose somebody in the middle of the show and suddenly I don't have a guest, I have to improvise.
Yeah. And it's so funny because, like, so many people improvise throughout the day. You know, like, that's what's fun about, like, anytime – we do shows for kids, like elementary school or something. And one of the things that's unique with Comedy Sports is we use a lot of audience volunteers. So we'll get people up out of the audience to help us play a game or provide something. Like, we have a game called Audience Sound Effects, where the audience member provides all the sound effects for a certain, you know, scene. And it's just amazing, like, because kids are always improvising. They're playing. Like, no one hands them a script when they decide they're going to go play or something like that. And it's so fun to see, like, just what they come up with. And it's, you know, the workshops kind of help adults get back in communication with that part of themselves.
Margie in Menominee Falls has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Margie.
Oh, hi there. Haven't thought about comedy sports for a while. I used to belong to Toastmasters International. It's the public speaking group. And we went down as a group and spent time at comedy sports and had a full-day workshop. And we ended up starting a Toastmasters comedy club called Love of Laughter. We learned a lot through comedy sports, and we were able to go to Italian Fest and gave a comedy thing on one of the stages during Italian Fest. And, you know, he gave us a lot of courage for that. And I've even taken my four grandsons for an outing on all their summer birthdays, and I took them all together to the zoo in the morning, and then we went to the afternoon comedy sports group together, and it was just a riot. And I'm especially impressed when comedy sports goes into the high schools to teach kids how to be quick on their feet and feel comfortable giving a talk, talking to people.
Margie,
can't say enough good things about it.
Oh, thank you, Margie, appreciate it very much. Comment there, Mike, you got to feel good about that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Margie. That's fantastic to hear, and I love that it's like, you know, covering generations, that you can bring the grandkids here and have so much fun, and you yourself getting up there and doing improv. That is fantastic. And actually, hail from Menominee Falls. So even more so, I'm happy to hear that there's other improvisers. I'll have to just start tossing out some yes ands out there and see if I can find Margie.
You said yes ands, and there's that's part of the rules, isn't it? Yes, a response, yes and?
Correct. Yeah, that's like the biggest kind of cornerstone for improvisation is when you're doing a scene, when you're playing a game with people, like you learn that early on that you yes and, you agree with what they're saying, what your scene partner is putting down, and you add to it. It's so great because it's like, any idea that you put out there can be supported, can be grown upon. So you can't really do anything wrong unless you say, like, no. If someone tosses out an idea of, like, I just bought a new pony, and someone says no, you can't build. You can't move forward, you know. So you want to be able to support that. Yeah, it's beautiful. Wow, it's pretty tall for a pony. It's 8 feet, whatever it is, right? You can just start building together. That's one of the most fun things. That's what I love about improv. Like, I respect stand-up a lot. It has made me laugh very much over the years, and some good friends of mine do stand-up, and but it is a completely different beast. And the thing I love about improvisation is you're there with people. You're building together. It really is a team effort.
Well, it is indeed. Donna emailed, wondering if comedy sports, is comedy sports a licensed or copyrighted trademark? And for you guys, comedy sports, there's no S, it's a Z instead of an S on the end of it. And by the way, she comments that their first experience with comedy sports was delightful, family-friendly, as you mentioned. However, when her husband's workplace featured comedy sports for a Christmas party, it didn't work out as well, she said. There may have been alcohol involved.
Yeah, like some of our road shows, like when we go to Christmas parties or private events, you never know what that's going to be like. I've been at shows where it's kind of like we're the main focus. Like, it's like, hey, we've put up a stage. Everyone's got, you know, they just finished dinner. Here's the show. I've done it where it's just like, hey, you guys are going to be in the corner over here while the DJ plays. You know? I was like, oh, okay.
is that a copyrighted trademark, comedy sports, your comedy sports?
I believe it is. Yeah, we have comedy sports across the country. We have one in Manchester, over there in the UK. It's one of those things that if people are interested in starting a comedy sports, they can reach out to the Comedy Sports League of America and start initiating that. So yeah, it's one of those things that we have a variety of locations across the country, across the world.
Daryl in Menominee Falls has something for us. Hi, Daryl.
Yeah, hi. This really brings back memories of when my son was in high school. He went to the Milwaukee High School of the Arts, and they were they had several different shows at Comedy Sports in the Fifth Ward down in Milwaukee, and I used to love going to those. They were a lot of fun, and it was just a great time, and my son was involved in it, and he still likes to be a comedian when I go to visit him. He's always joking with his children, and I also have a response to your question about what happens to a plant in math class. Okay. Over time, it multiplies.
Oh, good one, Daryl.
Nice.
I like that. Well, that's pretty nice. Well, what about his comments, Mike?
Yeah, I used to be involved with the high school league for a while, and it is such a fun thing to be able to get young people, like, you know, being creative and something that, again, like the whole family can participate in. Very happy to hear that was a good time, because that's, you know, at the end of the day, like, that's the goal, to bring smiles and laughter to people and have something to look forward to, for sure. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Daryl. Appreciate it. Dan emailed us. Wisconsin's northernmost improv group is Lost in the Woods Improv, and it's based in Bayfield. Lost in the Woods Improv in Bayfield. They perform all over northern Wisconsin. You can find them on Facebook and YouTube. So Lost in the Woods. And I'll be in Bayfield in June. I'll have to look it up and see if that improv group is performing while I'm up there. So that's pretty cool. So there are a lot of, I mean, are you aware of the other improv groups around the state, Mike?
Some of them for sure. And, you know, Comedy Sports travels all over Wisconsin. Sometimes we'll dip into Northern Illinois. There is a Comedy Sports Chicago, so they have kind of their area, but if they're far enough away, we can jump down there. And being able to, like, check out, if I'm traveling around, like Comedy City for sure in Green Bay, I have heard of, and it's one of those things, like, I just support everyone trying to get improv out there and be creative, because it's such a wonderful thing. Like we were saying, like, yes, Comedy Sports is trademark, but that, you know, improv is all over the world. And if, you know, you can find space to perform, I encourage everybody, like, get out there. Like, if you like it, there's a lot of material out there. If you're not, like, near Milwaukee or near some of these places that have clubs and groups, like, hop on Amazon, find a couple improv books and start reading and put a group together, because there's nothing like it. It's definitely, it can feel addicting after a while, getting up in front of people and just, you know, letting your creativity fly.
Have you ever had a chance or a situation where you, and you probably have in all the years you've been doing this, but you're stuck, you really can't think of a, or you make a mistake while on stage? I would think people would be, that would be the biggest fear. Oh, I'm not going to come up with anything, or I'm going to make some kind of mistake.
Yeah, that's what I love about doing improvisation, is like with Comedy Sports, it's, you know, two teams of three. We have a referee. So you're up there with seven people. So if, you know, if for me, like, all of a sudden I get, like, a little tongue-tied, or I start tripping on my words or something, somebody else can step up there. If I don't feel like I have an idea, like, someone else can jump in and support me and, you know, help me out of that or lift me up. I've definitely, you know, bombed up there. And the thing with improvisation is there's always going to be, you know, every show ends. You know, so if something's not going quite right, you just got to do your best. You just got to try your best, work through it. Like anything, there's going to be ups and downs. Sometimes it's like, ooh, I'm really on fire right now. And other times it's like, oh, well, that didn't quite work. But pushing through it, being confident, trusting yourself, trusting your scene partners, it's going to get you through it. And that's what I love about short form, too, is like doing comedy sports. It's like we're doing a scene. It's going to last 3.5 to 4 minutes. If I didn't quite hit there, I'm going to get another chance in just a moment to attack another game and get up there.
So you have people from the audience typically will throw out what they want the scene to be?
Correct. Yeah. So for if we're doing like I mentioned, like the game forward reverse or audience sound effects, if we're about to do that, the referee is in charge of getting all the suggestions from the audience. So they'll ask them something like maybe for like a small business they would like to own, or something like what's a hobby you like to you'd like to take up. And audience members yell out different things. A referee grabs one of them and then we're off to the races. We got to work that into the game.
And I've laughed the sort of the loudest sometimes when somebody has made a mistake or they can't, somehow you get some sort of pleasure out of watching somebody else.
Oh yeah. I mean, that is a great point, Larry, because it's just like, that's the nice thing is an improv audience knows nothing is scripted, nothing is planned. So if you make a mistake, if you say something like that just, you know, is unexpected or like you didn't even expect to say it, like we all get to share in that moment. That's what's wonderful about improv is it's something like it's being created right there in the moment. You're never going to see the same improv show twice. It's always going to be something different. It's always going to be something unique. And I think like that's what's fun about it. You share that with that audience. You know, you're never going to get that same group of people in a room again.
So do you, you know, like for me doing this show, I need to do a lot of reading aside from the show and being up to date mm-hmm. on things. And I imagine in comedy sports, you have to do the same. Are you sort of knowing trends and what's current and so forth?
Yeah, like we try and keep up as much as possible. Like, I'll be honest, like when I first started, it was a lot easier in 1999, early 2000s. We as, you know, a world, like just had much more focus kind of what we had shared as far as pop culture and what was in the zeitgeist. Now there's just so much with like the internet, different streaming service. There's so much to consume. So it's just trying to stay as current as possible, which is a nice, fun challenge. You know, like it gives me something like I have a niece and two nephews, and it's just like figuring out, okay, from them, like what's cool? <You know? laughs> What do people talk about? So it always gives you an in just to like kind of discuss pop culture and just everything going on in the world. It can be tough, but definitely important.
And what about advice for a novice person who wants to take their work maybe to the next level, possibly perform at a place like Comedy Sports?
Yeah, it's one of those things that my friend who's out in Los Angeles now, Dave Tooney, he has what he kind of called like the three A's of improv. And Dave talked about how it's like attendance, ability, and attitude. So you have to put in the time. You have to be someone that people, you know, get along with. And the ability, you know, it's just like the more time you put into it, the better you're going to be. It's like anything. Like you just got to kind of keep at it. So I would say like if you're just starting out, like find a way, like there's open improv sessions, keep taking workshops, any chance you have, get up in front of people if you're really serious about improvising.
Mike, it's a great pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it and enjoyed it a lot. Mike Kauth, our guest today, started in 1999 at Comedy Sports and is still there in Milwaukee. We have a link to their website, but if you write in Comedy Sports with a Z and Milwaukee, you're going to find it. Great talking with him. And great to have you listening in. Tomorrow we'll talk with the UW knockout gymnastics team trip to the national championship and then the Final Four in basketball. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller for Wisconsin Public Radio.